I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game, a history of soccer in Spain. But first, the U.S. Track and Field Olympic Trials, currently ongoing at Eugene, Oregon's Hayward Field, will wrap up Sunday evening. Years ago, Eugene was dubbed Tracktown USA. After the city's recent economic struggles, community leaders are trying to leverage Tracktown's assets to promote long-term growth. Jason Albert was in town for the trials, and he has this report.
It's misting at Hayward Field. As gray clouds descend, Oregonian Ashton Eaton settles into the starting blocks before the decathlon's first event, the 100 meters.
So it is Horn, Hardy, Murphy, Eaton, Moss, and Clay. And Moa track is Ashton Eaton. It is Eaton and Hardy. Eaton, Hardy, and Clay. It is Ashton Eaton to the finish. Brian Clay in second.
In a 10.21-second flash, Eaton runs the fastest 100 in decathlon history. Next up, after a rest period, the long jump.
.823 for Ashton Eaton, a lifetime best, and folks, by 1 centimeter, a world best in the long jump for Ashton Eaton, breaking Eric Ebel's world best of .822.
Two events, two world records. Eaton raises his hands and forms an O for Oregon. The crowd, already on its feet, goes wild. It's a reminder of why Eugene is known as Tracktown USA.
27 feet even, the longest jump in decathlon history.
In the early 60s, legendary University of Oregon track coach and Nike co-founder Bill Bowerman introduced jogging to Eugene. Over time, Bowerman and the community supported elite athletes like Steve Prefontaine, Alberto Salazar, and Mary Decker Slaney. Eugene hosted a string of Olympic trials in 1972, 1976, and 1980, but the running culture lagged during off years. Today, Greg Irwin, a former University of Oregon runner, helps lead a Tracktown renaissance.
A lot of communities around the country would die to have something like to be Tracktown, to have a cultural phenomenon and or a sense of identity that is so authentic and so real that it supersedes all other notions of what your community might be.
With the splash of hosting Olympic trials in 2008 and now in 2012, Tracktown is back. Yet the lagging local economy has left Eugene struggling to attract young, talented individuals, who many say will help foster overall economic growth. To help remedy this, Irwin says it's time Eugene embraces the Tracktown ethos for the long run.
Tracktown USA is a concept. It's a brand. It is a lifestyle, and it is a physical place, all in one. That's our identity, like it or not, but we might as well leverage that to make sure that the people of the state of Oregon remembered why this is so powerful.
Today, a barbershop famous for styling generations of top runners, a vast network of running trails, and a solemn memorial to Prefontaine, known as Pre's Rock, are reminders of Eugene's running heritage. Alan Meyer, a professor of management at the University of Oregon, has researched the recent Tracktown revival.
I have decided that in this case, idealism has triumphed over cynicism because, frankly, I went into this project thinking that underneath the velvet glove was going to be the iron fist of Nike, manipulating and helping engineer the resurrection for corporate objectives rather than for sacred reasons.
Meyer vouches for Tracktown 2.0's staying power, citing the frequent all-comers meets at Hayward and the resurgent University of Oregon running program. Before the 2012 Olympic trials began, the city estimated there would be an infusion of $30 million into the local economy. But the trials are a quadrennial event. Urban economist Arto Sullivan believes Eugene should know and embrace its strengths: running, nearby forests, and a research university. O'Sullivan says engaging track athletes in schools and city institutions is key, and Eugene's growth and the full realization of Tracktown's potential may rely on this.
Yeah, you want to get the creative people in their 20s and 30s who are energetic and creative to sort of generate ideas that make us competitive with relative to other areas.
Eugene also attracts international athletes to train, race, and live in the community.
Another dimension to this is something called consumer city, the whole notion that what matters to people, the reason why New York City and Boston and San Francisco are thriving is that they provide a nice mix of consumer goods. And that's, again, maybe another way that to parlay the track city phenomenon. If you have people coming from the rest of the world, they can introduce other things, unusual foods from the rest of the world. That sort of diversity in restaurant offerings is another attractor for these young hipsters or youngsters who are creative.
Back at Hayward Field, it's day two of the decathlon, the track and field equivalent of the long-term plan. High up in the West Grandstand sits track fan Joan Booth.
There really is a very special vibe here. I've been to almost all of the Olympic trials since 1972, and for me, this is by far the best place. Every time it goes somewhere else, I say, why? Why is it somewhere else? And I've been to all those somewhere else's, and it's not the same.
With nine events completed, Eaton needs a personal best time in the 1,500 meters to set the overall decathlon world record. The crowd standing, clapping in unison, the essence of Hayward willing Eaton on. With a lap to go, Eaton is 2 seconds behind world record pace.
Here is Ashton Eaton. Check the clock. Check the clock. He needs to run 4:16. 4:16. World record for Ashton Eaton.
After the day's events, Eaton attributes his success to something a little less tangible than money and jobs.
With 600 meters to go, I became a firm believer, not that there was much doubt before, but a firm believer that the Hayward magic does exist, because I felt it for 600 meters, big time.
For Only a Game, I'm Jason Albert.